Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, this is all getting a bit out of hand now. This thing about the musical. Because we are going to be doing some shows from the Edinburgh Festival in August. And some people thought, while I was away on holiday, this thing appeared on the internet, which seems to be some kind of flyer, some kind of advert for me in Rick Rowling the musical. But that's clearly made up. I've not agreed to be in any musical.
Okay.
Where I had to play everybody from Rick Astley to Christa Berg.
You had nothing to do with that?
No, I didn't.
Even though you provided them with a publicity shot from 5 years ago?
I did not.
Okay.
And now you lot are saying that we should go ahead and do Scott Mills the musical at the Edinburgh Festival because we're going up there anyway. And one person has been thinking about this far, far too much. Rich.
Hiya, Scott.
All right.
Yeah.
So what's the latest then?
Well, we got home last night, basically.
You and your girlfriend?
Yeah, the luckiest woman alive.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically we're sort of looking around for different songs to parody, because obviously if it's going to have a parody title, we thought parody songs, because we're no musicians.
Mm.
So we've been parodying stuff from different musicals.
All right.
For different songs throughout the piece, basically.
Yeah.
And we've come up with the end of both acts, but it's kind of getting everything else to go around that.
You are becoming the kind of creator of this thing, aren't you? You think about it all the time.
Well, my hours got cut at work, so you know it fills the gaps.
Is it true your girlfriend's changed her Facebook picture?
Yeah, she has.
What's she changed it to?
A picture of Andrew Lloyd Webber.
You are living the dream, aren't you?
I know. So much fun.
So what have you got?
Well, we've got Scott's Dream Comes True from Any Dream Will Do from Joseph.
Oh, I'd like to have that one. Can we hear a bit of that?
Yeah, that's for Act 1, Scene 3, when you join Radio 1.
Right, okay. All right, well, I've got... Have you got the lyrics there?
I have.
One that doesn't speak has found the music for me. Can you hear that?
I'll warn you now, I'm tone deaf.
Don't worry about that, it's fine. I just need to get a general idea of how it's going to work on the stage, yeah?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go!
I open my eyes, drew back the curtain, to see for certain that I'm in London. Not far away, my producer's weeping as the world was sleeping. I was late for work.
Did happen a few times. Is that it?
Sorry, mate. I've missed my intro, haven't I?
You have, yeah.
Oh, dear.
What are we going to do now? This is rubbish.
Is this where somebody has to prompt you from behind the curtain?
There you are. Go.
My ego grew with golden lining, fancy features shining, wonderful and fun.
In the evening,
the dawn was breaking.
Rich.
Yeah.
In the actual musical, will the words fit the tune, or is this part of the its
they
unique
do. I'm
selling
just lost
point?
As to where I am.
Okay,
I've been using the Daniel O'Donnell version I downloaded last night to use, and it's really not, you know, a harpsichord in the background.
It's a good start.
I like it though. So is that the only song you've done?
No, we've also done, and please God, don't ask me to sing this, we've also done Scott Mills' Superstar.
No, don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to sing that.
Because that one's kind of tricky.
Yeah, well.
Can we have Mamma Mia for when me and his mum get in the jacuzzi?
Anyway, well, Rich, nothing.
A friend of mine was speaking to me this morning and said maybe we should do You're the One That I Want from Greece.
Mm. Maybe both.
Gross. Okay, Rich, well, keep me up to date on the progress, seeing as you seem to have kind of taken this on single-handedly.
All right, mate. Just to let you know as well, my dad's really hoping that this will take off so that my mum will go to Broadway and not come back.
Okay, good. Well,
and I'm hoping that either an amateur dramatics group that I know, or maybe my cousin's college group of drama students might take it on to do it, you know, as an actual thing.
Like I said, you've got it all sorted already, haven't you?
All right, mate. I'll let you know on that date.
I love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's got a new game that has been really annoying chappers today.
It's not a new game, but I've only recently discovered it, and it makes me laugh.
If you're bored at work...
And that's all that matters, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm quite easily pleased.
If you want to have a bit of fun with a colleague, this is really good. Explain what happens.
Well, you know, I get quite annoyed with Matt Fincham being on the phone. The other day I started... when he picked up his phone and said, hello, I'd answer. So I'd be like, hello? And whatever he said, I'd then make something up pretending to be the person on the other end.
But so he's kind of having two conversations.
Yeah, he's having a conversation with the person on the phone, but I'm sitting next to him, annoying him by answering the questions they're asking him.
I like it. Mm. Why does he annoy you on the phone so much?
Because he talks about touching base and all that sort of... Do you remember he uses all that, like,
he uses a lot of buzzwords.
Talk? Yeah,
he does.
Yeah.
It's like watching The Apprentice.
Yeah, it is. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's touch base, yeah, ciao. Mm.
Okay. I don't do that, though.
No, you don't do that, no. But it was just fun to annoy you.
But he's off on holiday at the moment, so I thought I'd do it on you instead.
Really annoying, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't like him much at all, did you?
Not massively.
Listen to this.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Sorry?
I'm really, really good. How are you?
Are you all right?
I told you, I feel amazing.
Have you what?
Sitting around waiting for you to come home.
I think the answer's likely to be no, don't you?
Why not? What's wrong with me?
Football show, yeah?
I don't want to wear that.
Will you shut up? Right, okay.
Could I interest you in something else, perhaps?
Well, what do you think about it?
I was thinking maybe fireman's outfit.
Why are you putting on some kind of ridiculously... What attempt... Hold on a second, sorry. Why are you trying to be on a chat line, weirdo? Sorry.
That's all right.
That annoying girl who works on the show is doing my head in.
Who was that on the phone?
Who is it on the phone? It's my agent.
Oh, right. God, that's annoying.
Yeah.
And she's sat next to you pretending to be on a chat line.
I don't think I can do sexy very well.
No, you can't do sexy very well at all.
The manager doesn't speak to me, do sexy. And I think I just thought that men put my voice like the posh Radio 4 lady.
Right, and another one. This is a good one.
Am I around on the 9th? Yeah, I think I am around on the 9th. Why, is that the last game of the season?
Yes, and we'd really like you to come and do the on-pitch entertainment.
How many teams have we got out?
Two. How many teams play in football match?
All four. All right. And have you got enough players for all four?
No, we don't want you to play. We want you to do the on-pitch entertainment dressed as a womble.
I rang you last week to check that the fine for the sending off had gone into the account, but that into your account, but that was it.
Stop trying to distract me with the fines. Is it womble, yes or no?
Go away! Right, is that it? Sorry.
That sounds so much worse than it. It sounds like he'd actually beaten me up.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
It did sound like you threw the phone at her.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
He just moved the microphone.
There was no physical violence.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hiya.
Hello, who's that?
It's Ziggy.
Where are you, Ziggy?
I'm in Orkney.
Hello, Orkney. How can I help?
I just wanted to tell you how brilliant I think Becky is.
Aww, wow. Thank you.
She's usually so totally rubbish at winding chappers up. But this one was a classic.
Got to give her this one, haven't you, really?
Yeah,
it was good. I hope she keeps it up for a good while.
Well, she's not good at the prank so much, but she is good at really annoying you.
No, she's hopeless at the pranks.
Yeah, I know.
But hilarious at the same time.
Just because she can't do it. You either got it or you haven't, you know what I'm saying, Ziggy?
That's right, but she's getting it.
Yeah, well, yeah, on this one.
So the best thing that she's good at is being annoying.
Yeah. You should try this, because it is a really entertaining game.
Yeah, but I don't work with anybody, I work by myself.
Oh, well, just do it on yourself. No, that wouldn't be as much fun. When you do find somebody, though, beware that even though it is quite amusing, they do get very annoyed towards the end.
Womble, yes or no?
Go away! Right, is that it? Sorry.
Love you, Ziggy!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, now it's time for Dear Scott.
You do know you're on Monday, don't you?
I know that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, for people who are listening, they might not be. But we'll be here as always. Well, I will. Are you here?
Yeah, I think I'm here, yeah.
You all here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, join us on Bank Holiday Monday from 4 o'clock. Good that we discussed that before we went on air.
I only found out yesterday that we were on.
Right, dear Scott, then, where a posh Radio 4 lady reads out the stuff that you've been sending in on text and email this week. Here's your first one.
Hi, Scott. It's the umbrella-bearing weatherman in the West, Bob Crampton. Ah. Hope you're well.
Hi, Bob. It's Bob off the weather. If you are in the West Country, you will know Bob. He's a legend, and he does the weather for loads of places.
And you wanted a... Didn't you want a Bob Crampton umbrella?
I wanted a Bob Broly, yeah.
I don't know the technical term.
I'm looking for a favour. A ticket for the concert at Lydiard Park, Swindon, on Sunday, May the 10th.
All right.
Hope you can help. Just drop me a line. Many thanks, Bob.
Now, despite the fact that Bob is a local celebrity in the West Country...
Yeah?
I can't help. I've told you... Bob.
Not even for Bob?
No.
He only wants one ticket.
I just can't do it.
Oh,
I don't have any.
Stop.
I can't. And I think we should start naming and shaming all the people that are blagging tickets.
Who's he a fan of?
Hmm?
Is he a big Prodigy fan? Or is he really keen to see N-dubs?
No, he wants to see Enter Shikari.
Oh, right, okay.
So, I know that. We've talked about it. But, sorry, Bob, no.
What happens
no
if the Hoff phoned you up and asked for a ticket?
Mal.
Oh, right, so you have one rule for the Hoff and one rule for Bob Crampton from
true.
The weather.
No, I can't do it, sorry. Like I said this yesterday to my mate Chris. Anyway, sorry, Bob, not on this occasion, and I will send in my weather picture soon. I'm never going to get on now, am I?
No, you'll never get a Bob. What's it called?
Bob's Broly.
Bob Broly, now.
Mm. Sorry, Bob, no offence. Next.
Hey, Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one that doesn't speak... And the posh Radio 4 lady.
Hi.
Smiley. Firstly, what's happened to the person who used to text all the time, Mun?
Oh, the Mun texter from Barry. Still on?
Yeah, he texts in quite a lot.
Here's one. Man in Barry stuck on log flume wearing a Pac-a-Mac munching of hamburger, Mun. Oh, that's a recent one for you.
And secondly, I would like some advice. Last week, I was listening to one of your podcasts, and I laughed so hard I dropped one of my books outside House of Fraser. As I went to pick it up, my ex's best friend walked straight into me, and I got pushed straight into a big puddle. He invited me to Starbucks for some coffee as an apology, and we get along great. I really like him, but there's still the whole he's my ex's best friend thing. I get on better with the friend than I ever did with my ex. I know something is up between us, but I still feel really, 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 really bad. What should I do? Please help me. Smiley. Loads of love. Annie. Winking smiley. XOXO.
I don't see there's anything wrong with that.
No, give him a go.
Give him a go. Give him a whirl.
No, you can't go out with your ex-boyfriend's best friend.
Well, they're your ex. It doesn't matter.
It'd be weird.
No, why?
No. I just think it's weird.
They get on very well.
Yeah, but
he's bought a Starbucks.
You just have to spend all your time with your ex, for dinner and stuff.
We've all done it.
Have you?
We've all been out with a best friend of an ex. Okay, then.
Not this side of the desk, we haven't.
I think it's fine.
I think it's fine.
There we are, two against one, so no. It's fine. Do it. Next.
Hello, Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. On Tuesday's show, we found out that Chappers' pronunciation of Graham was a bit posh. This got me thinking, how does the posh Radio 4 lady pronounce this particular name? Love you, Chris, Arlington, Virginia, United States.
Thank you. We discovered earlier in the week that Chappers can't say Graham. Say it.
Graham.
How does the posh Radio 4...
Why is this so funny?
Graham.
See, she can say it. Listen and repeat.
Graham.
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 No. Graham.
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 We're never going to get this. It's never going to happen.
I like it. Someone texted in earlier going, let's just say Graham and we'll start from there.
Okay.
Right. Graham.
There we are. It's a start.
Thanks.
Next.
Dear Scott, I'm finally turning 18 in the summer and my mum keeps getting at me, demanding to know if I want a DJ or not for my birthday.
Now, hang a second. When you were 18, did your mum demand to know whether you wanted a DJ or not for your birthday?
No.
No. I don't remember that ever happening. But anyway...
Party. It got me thinking, if I am going to have a DJ at my shindig, it would be amazing if that was you. Becky and Chappers could come too, of course. We could offer you actual bed and breakfast. We just got a brand new sofa bed. And we'd pay you, of course. But it would probably only be about 0.001% of your salary. Let me know if you're interested. If not, I'll get Chappers and Dave to do it instead. Hope you're interested. Zoe, off of Leeds. XXXX.
No, thanks. I don't really want to share a sofa bed with you and Becky.
No. Okay.
That means the deal's off for me.
Also,
were you going to say then?
What? Save them some money not having to get us the hotel.
No, I don't want to sleep on a sofa bed with him, or in fact you. Also, what 18-year-old says shindig?
Yeah, I haven't heard that word for a long time.
Zoe, I think I'll check my diary and I'll get back to you. Next!
No, what? You won't.
No,
A,
okay.
You won't check your Filofax, and B, you'll never get back to her.
Zoe, I'll never check my diary or get back to you.
You horrible man.
Sorry. Next.
Dear Becky, Scott, Chappers, and the one who doesn't speak. I've just been on holiday and I found this amazing book of Turkish sayings. I thought I would email in to show you how awesome it is. Here are some of my favourite quotes.
Okay, so we're going to
Now, hang on. Is it true that you had a bit of a hissy fit about this email because it put Becky first?
No.
That's what I'd heard. I'd heard
you
that.
You are such a liar.
I'd heard I didn't have a fit.
You had a little bit of a strop because just, this person had put Becky first on the email.
It was just something I noticed.
Dear Becky, Scott, Chappers.
My name above them doors. Right, we're going to play a little game. Going to play a little game now, okay? Where I play you the Turkish sayings,
right.
And then you try and guess what it means. Okay? Here's your first one.
I didn't whiten my beard with flour.
Turkish saying, what does that mean?
Hey?
I didn't whiten my beard with flour.
What does it mean? I'm not naive.
I'm just old.
Right, here's the answer.
He aged with experience.
There we are.
All right, okay.
The age with experience. Right.
Fair enough.
Next one. Another Turkish saying. What does this mean?
A mouse could not squeeze through the hole, and besides, he has a pumpkin tied to his tail.
It's a very famous saying in Turkey, but what does it mean?
If it doesn't fit, don't try and force it.
Yeah. I can't top that. Do you know?
This vision of a mouse trying to be pushed through a hole.
This complicates an already difficult situation.
That's what it means. There we are. So here it is.
A mouse could not squeeze through the hole, and besides, he has a pumpkin tied to his tail.
Which means...
This complicates an already difficult situation.
Right.
Not if it doesn't fit, don't force it.
Next one.
The number of walnuts he has cracked passes the thousands.
I dread to think what she's going to come up with for this.
Let's just play the answer.
He is stupid.
Oh, he's stupid, that means.
Right.
Okay. And next one.
Even his cock lays eggs.
Any ideas on that?
He can... Oh, this is so childish. He can... Even his cock lays eggs.
He's really lucky, man.
He can do anything he turns his hand to.
Think about it.
Even his cock lays eggs.
He's just amazing, brilliant. Yeah.
This means he is a lucky fellow.
Yes!
Very good. Well done, everybody, there, with the Turkish phrases.
I was wondering, Chappers, how many walnuts have you cracked? Love you all. Katie, off of Sussex.
Thanks, Katie.
None, but my... No, I won't do that.
If you'd like to send anything to us on an email or a text, we'll answer it on Dear Scott. Just send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Podcast. I've got some very exciting news now. You know, next week, obviously, it's the run-up to Radio 1's big weekend in Swindon.
Mm-hmm.
First big festival of the summer. It's going to be busy. Always is, isn't it? In the week up to big weekend.
Yeah.
It's upstairs in the office. Loads going on. Becky in particular is going to be well busy, aren't you? So, what better time than to bring back Becky Cam? Where we put like a little webcam at Becky's desk and you can watch her just going about her daily chores whenever you want at bbc.co.uk/radio1. It was very successful last time and then led on to the cameras being in my house. That's not going to happen again, but we are doing Becky Cam from next Monday. So if you get a spare moment, if you're bored at college or at work or whatever, you can just put it on and watch Becky rushed off her feet in the run-up to Radio 1's big weekend in Swindon. See how hard she's working. It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Will you have time to say hi to people on the whiteboard like you did before, writing them little messages?
Well, my workload's
probably
increased
not.
Since then, so probably not.
Okay.
I will. Obviously, I will try and make an effort in my screen breaks and stuff.
Right, okay. Yeah. So you will be able to wave to people. That won't be a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that's Becky Cam. It's back next week, and...
Surely
then
if you have a screen break, you have to be away from your computer, don't you?
And then, on the actual big weekend, we are taking Becky Cam there as well.
With Becky.
So if you're not going to Radio 1's big weekend, you'll be able to see what's going on backstage. Where's it going to be, the Becky Cam?
In her room.
Well, I was wondering whether, because I'm trying to make some extra money, I was wondering whether to bake some cakes and then sell them to celebrities backstage.
Well, so you're gonna
or probably just be in charge of some coats or do some typing or something otherwise.
Okay, cool. Well, so you're going to have like a backstage buffet?
Yeah. Hopefully.
Lovely
like
spread.
Fairy cakes.
Or you'll be the coat attendant.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it is, you'll be able to see all this happen live online from Swindon. So next week it'll be in Radio 1 offices, Becky Cam, and then on next weekend we will be taking Becky Cam to Radio 1's big weekend in Swindon.
Cloakroom Cam. See if Dappy gets his hat back from her after he comes off stage.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
It's Fran.
Hi, Fran. Where are you today?
I'm in North Yorkshire.
How can I help?
Why did you have to bring Becky Cam back next week? I'm about to do my AS exams and I'm never going to revise now.
Oh, yeah, you will.
I fully won't. It'll be on the computer and I'll just sit and watch nothing happening.
Did you do that before?
Yes, I did.
But you weren't revising that time, were you?
No, I wasn't. I was pretty much doing nothing.
Right. Maybe Becky can help your revision.
Yeah, maybe. Just... you know, maths on the screen.
Yeah.
We'll look at it.
Is it maths you're revising next week?
Maths, French, German and chemistry.
Oh, she's well good at chemistry.
Go on, which subjects out of those do you want to help her with?
I could probably do French and German, but not of the other ones.
Oh, great. Well, that'll be helpful.
But it's a help, isn't it?
Yeah.
So at least you get something done when you're watching nothing happening.
Yeah.
Okay, well, sorry about that, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it next week. Thank you, Fran.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you too.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
And now our guessing game quiz. Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along on 81199. Becky versus Chappers and you on the text. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know when a mate calls you up and they're obviously drunk?
Yeah.
It's quite annoying, isn't it?
Very annoying. When you're sober, yeah.
What do you normally do? Do you try and get off the phone as quickly as possible?
You tolerate them for a while, don't you? And then all of a sudden lose signal.
It is annoying. But what if the sexiest man alive phoned you when he was drunk?
Right.
I'd stay on the phone to him for as long as I could.
You think you'd stay on the phone a bit longer,
Are you talking about Rupert Henry Penry?
I'm talking about Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
Off of Wolverine, who was recently voted the sexiest man alive. You know, he came in recently.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how we worked out how to make people sound drunk? We basically run them through the media player on the slow speed.
Yeah.
And it makes you sound drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Chappers, here is you on slow speed, sounding a little bit tipsy.
I worry you. Yeah, you're like Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
So,
yeah,
we slowed down Hugh Jackman on the media player and made him sound totally slaughtered. And then we phoned up Lorraine Kelly and played her bits of drunk Hugh Jackman down the phone. All right?
Yeah.
So, here's my question to you people. How long would Lorraine Kelly stay on the phone chatting to a slaughtered Hugh Jackman for? Becky.
20 seconds.
Chappers?
Oh. She stays on for ages, does Lorraine, because she's so nice. So, I mean, I could make it easy and just go 21 and win, but I won't. I'll say 55.
55 seconds. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here is drunk Hugh Jackman calling Lorraine Kelly. But how long will she stay on the phone talking to him for?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Hello there.
Do you know who this is?
No.
It's Hugh Jackman.
Uh-huh.
Come on, you know me. I'm in that, you know.
How are you?
Good. All right.
You sound a bit tired. Have you just woken up?
I've had a little bit too much. Oh. You probably know me. I'm the actor.
Yes, I do. No, do you not remember that I interviewed you a couple of weeks ago and you were absolutely charming?
No. I don't want to give you my body.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't want to give you my body, so get lost now.
Right, okay, that's lovely.
Do you like jokes?
Yes, I do.
I just heard this joke, and I needed to tell someone, so I just thought I'd call you. Is that weird?
No, that's fine. On you go. I hope it's not a dirty joke.
No.
Good.
Okay, here's the joke.
Right, go on then.
A horse walks into a bar.
Is that the joke? It's not very funny.
No.
No. Oh, there's more. Okay, go.
Goes out to get a drink, and the barman says...
What did the barman say?
So why the long face?
Oh, that's really funny. I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
It's really, really funny.
No, it's my best. It always works. You should use it whenever you want.
Thank you. I will.
I've had a little bit too much.
Oh, God, love you.
All right, then. See ya.
Bye-bye. Goodbye
have a wee lie for
down.
Now.
Bye for now. Have a wee lie down and some coffee. Bye.
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 See you later.
See you later. Bye.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye for now.
Bye for now. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
That's nice.
You weren't wrong.
I tell you, she's so nice.
2 minutes, 45 seconds on the phone to drunk Hugh Jackman. Well done, Chopper.
Oh. What's occurring?
I loved it when he went, I want to give you my body. She went, oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice.
So get lost now.
Okay. You know kids' TV presenter Kirsten O'Brien?
Yeah.
Well, she was on BBC Three the other night, and it was the show called Kirsten's Topless Ambition. Anyone see this?
No, it clashed with Barcelona-Chelsea. Oh.
Okay, this is what it was about.
I'm Kirsten O'Brien, and I'm thinking of getting my kit off like these presenters to help me get the TV jobs I want.
Mm. Wow. So...
here's my quandary. I've been a kids presenter for 12 years. I've seen other presenters shoot past me in the fame game, and quite often it's been because they've got their norks out for a men's mag. So should I do it? Does it work? I'm going to ask some people, see whether they'd like to see these poppies in print.
Okay.
Worked for you, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. My question is, how many times did Kirsten say words meaning boobs during the show? Becky.
26.
Chopper.
30.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Kirsten O'Brien on her topless ambition, but how many times did she say words that mean boobs?
And quite often it's been because they've got their norks out. These poppies. Do any lads mags want to shoot my knockers anyway?
Fresh pair of jugs, please. Messing around with girls' boobs.
Hooters.
Breast. These things.
The Rudy Doodies. For the girls who trade on their assets. from sticky back plastic to bat-tastic.
Wow. 11 times she said words meaning boobs. Oh. And some quite inventive ones as
Rudy
well.
Rudy doodies?
Yeah, I've never heard that. Like that one.
What, who's ever called them Rudy doodies?
See? She's got it going on. Becky, you win that one.
Oh! What's the curtain?
Now, finally...
I mean, I was way up, but do you ever call yours Rudy Doodies?
No, but I quite liked as well, from sticky back plastic to baptastic.
From sticky back plastic to baptastic.
Mm-hmm. She was talking about Anthea Turner, I think.
Oh, God.
Last one. Chappers, what we did earlier is we called Becky's mum with...
What?
We have called your mum with
no.
clips of you on the slow speed on the media player sounding a little bit tipsy.
Right.
So, my question... How long will Becky's mum stay on the phone to drunk Chappers?
She really likes Chappers. I hope she has.
I'm not in the Hugh Jackman league, though, am I, in all fairness? 12.
12. Becky?
7 minutes.
7 minutes?
She really likes you.
So you're going 12
you've
seconds.
You've got bright red.
I know, it's so bad. I hope she hasn't said anything.
Okay.
Oh, let's... she's off work at the moment, 6, so she might be a bit funny as well.
Let's find out.
Just
oh,
let me.
What's the kidding?
Here is Chappers on a slow speed calling Becky's mum.
Hello.
Woo!
Hello, who's this?
Hi, where are you?
Who's this?
Yeah, you're like Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. Woo!
Sorry, who am I talking to?
Did you have a heavy night last night? Is that why you're a bit sleepy?
I'm sorry, I think you must have got the wrong number.
Woo!
Yeah, well, woo to you too, but I think you've really got the wrong number here.
Woo!
Yeah, okay. Bye.
Woo!
35 seconds.
Made me sound a little bit camp there.
Bless your mum. That could be our new phrase.
Well, woo to you too.
Well, woo to you too.
Oh dear!
So
I win.
Yeah, you were much
seven
nearer.
Minutes was a little bit optimistic, I think.
So it's 2-1 to Chappers on today's.
Woo!
Oh, what's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we've got one more of your emails on Dear Scott. Not heard this before. What happens is every week we get. I was going to say hundreds, quite a lot of emails and texts asking questions, and we like to answer them for you. And we get the posh lady from Radio 4 to read out your correspondence. This came in on email earlier in the week.
Hey, Scott. My name is James Lindsay, and I live in Australia.
Hi.
Today, the DVD version of Twilight was released here, and in the special features Making Of documentary, the music played during Oh, What's a Carrying was used. Thought you might find that interesting. From James. Not really, James.
I shouldn't have left that on.
She's starting to comment on people's emails now.
I quite like her commenting on them.
She's supposed to be impartial and just read them out. However, I think I quite like it.
I do agree with her as well.
Not really, James.
It's the shuffle of the papers.
It is.
No.
It's like the end of the news.
Not really, James.
Anything else you want to ask and get the Radio 4 lady to be a bit sarky afterwards, then send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk for Dear Scott.
Was she hoping that would be edited out?
I think probably, yes. Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.